Welcome to HDTWB Theater, in which we depart from our usual comedy scripts to bring you classic drama, to make you laugh and to make you cry, usually unintentionally. And without further ado, we present our take on the Lux Radio Theater episode entitled It Happened Tomorrow.
It's an event that has never happened before and will never happen again. The Stevens Golden Wedding Anniversary. Yes, children, grandchildren, every member of the family is present. Everyone except the two people responsible. They're still upstairs, observing 50 years of wedding bliss, arguing over a manuscript.
But you can't do it. I simply forbid it.
For 50 years, you've kept me from publishing it.
Well, thank goodness I have.
But why?
Because I love you and I won't have you laughed at.
At least let me read it to the family. They'll never believe it unless they hear it from me.
I was in on most of it, and I still don't believe it. Why don't you forget about it and come downstairs with me? Everyone's waiting.
I suppose. I guess I'm just an old man.
I guess you are.
I was young then, though. Back when it happened. Back in 1896. I'd been a reporter on the evening news for almost a year, and you didn't even know I existed.
Until that night.
Yes. Thanks to Williams Jennings Bryan running for president, Andy and I had gone back to the office to write up a speech. Just the two of us were there, an old pop.
Hey, watch where you sit, Blurry. That's my stack of files from 1862.
Sorry, Pop.
I've been keeping those files just so for 42 years, and you two have to go and sit on them.
What's the difference, Pop? There's nothing deader than yesterday's news.
You don't have imagination, Andy. News is what happened, whether it was 50 years ago or tomorrow.
You mean what will happen tomorrow?
Tomorrow's just an illusion. You see this album?
Yeah, that's the file for March 1875.
That's right, and this is the file for this year, 1896. Now, suppose we were in 1875 and I should walk in with the 1896 file. I could tell you everything that was going to happen.
Hey, just give me the one for next year, Pop, and you can name your own price.
Every year's there, Andy, right on those shelves. You may not be able to see him yet, but whole future's up there, all right.
Hey, all I want is tomorrow's paper, Pop. How much?
Yeah, I wish I could, Larry, but then you'd learn it's no good to see the future.
Man, I'd give 5 years of my life for tomorrow's paper.
How do you know you've got 5 years?
Answer that one, Larry.
Well, you got me there, Pop.
Well, I can tell you what's going to happen 5 minutes from now, Larry. You and I are going to have a beer over on Park Street. Want to come, Pop?
No, thanks. I got to straighten some stuff up. I passed by there today, though. They got some new entertainment on the street. A mind-reading act. Lombardi and Sylvia. Maybe they could tell you the future. Girl looked real pretty on the poster.
Yeah, they always do on the poster. You won't catch me hanging around that two-bit sucker trap. Good night, Pop.
Night, boys.
As you can see, ladies and gentlemen, I have just placed my assistant Sylvia in a trench, and only my voice can reach her. Now I will need the assistance of someone from the audience. You can stick around all night if you want, Larry. I'm going home.
Wow, just look at her. Just look at her.
I've been looking at her. She's beautiful, and I'm tired. Good night.
Good night, Sylvia.
Yeah, just don't forget, 8 in the morning. See you tomorrow. As you just witnessed, Sylvia has correctly identified the number on our volunteers' watch band. Is that not amazing, folks? Now, does anyone have any questions for... Oh, yes, you there.
Actually, my question is for the lady. I wanted to know if she'd like to have lunch with me.
The spirits say yes.
I am sorry, but Sylvia is currently under a trance and cannot accept any social engagements. Now, if I can have another volunteer from the audience. Yes, you there, in the fancy suit.
Good night, I'll be in tomorrow at the 4 o'clock show. Oh, cabbie. Oh, I'm sorry, excuse me?
Hey, remember me? We were speaking a little while ago.
Oh, customer.
Something like that.
Well, then you must have seen I was in a trance. I didn't hear a word you said. Besides, you were much too forward.
Well, can I take you home? The cabbie's waiting right on the curb.
So it is.
Well, can't I ride with you?
Of course not. Driver, 31st and Oak, please.
Wait, if you take the cab, how will I get home?
I haven't the slightest idea, but you better get lost before my uncle sees you.
Uncle?
Professor Lombardi.
Oh, well, I guess I'd better go home then.
I guess you should.
All right, scoot over.
Hey.
Driver, 4th and Elm, please.
Who hired this cab anyway?
I did. Been waiting half an hour for you.
In that case, I'll walk. Driver, let me out.
I'm just making sure you get home safely. You have nothing to worry about. You just sit in that corner, and I'll sit way over here in this corner, and I won't even think of kissing you.
You forget, I can read minds.
Oh, well, how about our lunch date? I work at the Evening News. I'll meet you there at 1 o'clock tomorrow. Oh, why, look here, we're in front of the office right now. The Evening News. 1 o'clock, don't forget the name, Larry Stevens.
Well, if you don't eat before you see me, you'll starve to death.
Well, so long.
Good night, and thanks.
Pop? Pop, is that you? I can't see you. Oh, there. I guess I can't see much in the dark.
I've been waiting for you, Larry.
You've been working all this time?
Oh, no. I locked up the office some time ago.
Well, what are you doing around here this time of night?
I wanted to see you. I got something for you.
What's that? Oh, Evening News. I already read one that came out this afternoon.
Maybe not.
Pop, I think you got yourself a snoot pole.
Oh, I wouldn't do a thing like that. Good night, Larry.
Wait, Pop, I'll take you home.
No, thanks, my boy. We go different ways. Just put the paper in your coat pocket. Don't lose it.
But I don't want... Pop?
Good night.
Morning, Larry. Want to see the menu?
No, just the usual for me. Oh, hey, Joe. How are you?
Not too good, Larry. I just stopped in for a cup of coffee.
Still a job searching?
Yeah. Mind if I use your paper to read the one ads?
What paper?
The one in your coat pocket.
Huh? Oh, yeah, I forgot about it. Here. It's yesterday's.
That's fine. I just need to... Actually, this is today's.
Hmm? No, it ain't. The paper doesn't go to press until 3 in the afternoon. This is last night's.
What day is it?
Wednesday.
This says Wednesday.
Huh. Yeah, it does. Hey, Lily, what day is today?
Wednesday.
Look what it says here. Thunderstorms. Didn't rain or nothing yesterday.
Where does it say that?
Right next to the article about the Opera House holdup.
Huh. Bandits steal cash at Opera House while Paderewski plays.
See? It says a thunderstorm is descending on the city at 8 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, it's Wednesday, and what a Wednesday with that storm blowing in outside.
Hey, it is rain. It's 8 o'clock exactly.
Hey, there's an ad that looks pretty good. They want a waiter at the Excelsior Cafe. Hey, this is the Excelsior Cafe. Hey, Lily, how about it?
What are you talking about? We don't need any waiter.
It says so right here.
Well, it's a mistake. We don't need any waiter, and you wouldn't fit the part even if you did.
All right, and that's it. That's the last time you were breaking my dishes. Out! Out! You're fired! Lily!
Yes, mate?
I'll go down to the paper and put in an ad for a waiter, will you? And get someone to clean up this mess. Well, don't just stare at me like that. Do it!
Joe, quick, give me that paper. I'm late for the office. Maybe a whole day late.
Stevens, you're late.
Yeah, I know, Gordon. But I've been looking for Pop Benson and I can't find him. He gave me something and I don't understand that...
Well, understand this. If you come in late again like this, you'll be out of a job.
I understand. Look, Gordon, who's covering the concert at the Opera House today?
Don't tell me you want to be a music critic.
But suppose something should happen there. Listen, Pop gave me something, and if you'll just let me show you it...
Larry, you're either crazy or drunk, but probably both.
Wait a second. I'll show it to you, and when you'll see it, you'll change your mind fast enough
to... Don't bother. You're fired.
I quit. Well, I mean, I will quit if you don't give me a raise by tonight.
Raise?
For being on the job when something sensational happened. Set the headline now. Bandits steal cash at Opera House while Paderewski plays.
Say again.
Well, wouldn't that be a good headline if that did happen? And I saw it. I mean, I can see it now. With my byline right under it. By Larry Stevens.
Get out of here.
I'm right on the job, Gordon. Right on the job. All right, here it is. That whole article. Copy down my notebook word for word. Now to wait for the actual robbery.
I don't know how you did it, Larry, but she's here.
Who's here?
Your poster girl.
Sylvia? Oh, I knew it. I knew that you'd show up.
Aren't you terribly sure of yourself, Mr. Stevens?
Oh, no, I didn't mean it that way. I mean, so many unusual things are happening today.
I actually just dropped in to tell you I can't have lunch.
Sylvia, I have something fantastic to show you. If you'll just come with me, after lunch we'll head over to the Opera House.
Did you hear a thing I just said?
Well, if we're going to eat first, we'd better hurry. Andy, where'd I put that notebook? This truly is amazing. Andy, where's my hat? This is really a day of miracles. Hurry up, we can't miss this.
Fine. Lead the way. Now you've got me curious. Oh dear, listen. We're already late.
Oh no, it doesn't happen for another few minutes yet.
What on earth are you talking about?
You're gonna have to see it to believe it. Come on, right in the last row by the door.
Why are we so far back?
Don't worry, we'll be leaving soon.
Oh, but I don't want to leave.
Any minute now, a couple of hold-up men will barge in here and one of them's gonna draw a gun.
What?
Shh, what time is it?
10 after 10.
Perfect, any second now.
Keep your seats, ladies and gentlemen. There has just been a hold-up. Keep your seats, please.
Why'd you take me back to the office, Larry? What am I supposed to do?
Listen, after Gordon reads my story, I may need a witness.
Stevens, what kind of story is this? When did this alleged holdup take place?
10 minutes ago.
Yeah, and you came all the way here from the Opera House and wrote up an entire front page story in that time.
Boss, please, just send that story through right now.
Yeah, sure, straight to the wastebasket.
Sylvia, tell them what you saw.
Well, I really didn't see anything. Well, what I mean is, we were listening to Paderewski, and before I knew it was all over.
Hey, Gordon.
Inspector, what is it?
There's been a holdup down at the Opera House.
A holdup? Andy, come quick. Help me piece together the story out of the wastebasket written in this evening's paper. 4-column, full-page spread.
You got it. What's the headline?
How about bandits steal cash at Opera House while Paderewski plays?
Oh, yes, yes.
By Larry Stevens.
Oh, fine, fine. Oh, great work, Larry. I don't know how you did it.
Neither do I, Stevens. Come with me.
Now, Inspector?
Yeah, you and I are gonna have a little talk. Hey, Johnson, come here.
Larry, isn't that the usher from the Opera House?
Oh.
Is this the man you followed here, Johnson?
Yeah, he certainly is.
Hold on. I was taking this lady through the opera, that's all.
Inspector, he told me just this morning he knew exactly what was gonna happen.
Well, oh, he did.
Now, hold on. It was me. I told him about the holdup.
You?
Yeah. My uncle and I are mind readers. Lombari and Sylvia. Sometimes I can see into the future.
Well, can you see what's about to happen right now? You and me and him all going down to the police headquarters for a nice little chat. Now, for the last time, Stevens, who were those guys who held up the Opera House?
I might be able to explain it, but where's Pop Benson? How come no one can find him? And what have you done with Sylvia?
Your girlfriend? We let her go an hour ago. She was really trying to cover for you. I told her to prove that she could see the future, and she gave me some wild story about a vision she had of a girl throwing herself in the river tonight. Now are you gonna talk or not?
Look, the truth is, I read about the holdup in the paper, tonight's paper.
Uh-huh. If you decided to stop telling jokes and give me the facts, just holler.
Larry.
Pop, is that you?
Out here, under your window.
Pop, where have you been all day? Listen, did you give me that newspaper last night, or did I imagine that?
Oh, it doesn't seem to have done you much good, has it? Say, you should be on your way. You're supposed to be at the river a little after midnight. In fact, you've got to be.
Who says so?
I just read it in the paper.
Oh, no, not tomorrow's evening news again.
Isn't that what you want?
Yes, yes. Does it say anything about the bandits?
Oh, right here. It says they were caught tomorrow morning at the bank. Police were waiting for them. You wrote all about it.
I did?
Oh, you'll be a hero.
For telling the police?
Oh, no, for something else. Listen, unknown girl makes suicide jump, leaps from 9th Street Bridge into river. Evening news reporter Larry Stevens makes heroic attempt at rescue. Girl's body not recovered.
What? But I'm in jail, and I'm not gonna go risking my life jumping after a girl I know I can't save.
I'm just reading what it says, Larry.
Hey, who are you talking to?
It's Pop. He's gone. Wait, Sylvie's prediction. Hey, listen, Inspector. If you let me get out of here, I'll tell you where you can find the bandits.
Well, now you're talking.
They'll be in front of the Union Bank tomorrow morning. You boys just have to wait and grab them.
Well, all right, Stevens. You can go. But if you're lying, we'll know where to pick you up.
Sylvia? It's dark. Say something.
Shh. I'm under the dock.
Oh, you must have given quite the performance. There was a huge crowd gathering when I jumped in. Are you all right?
Yes, but what are you doing here? You'll spoil everything. I was trying to save you. I made a prediction, and then I had to make it happen.
Oh, you wonderful foolish darling. Shh, here comes a rowboat.
They must be looking for me.
I don't see her or that reporter guy. They both must have sunk like stone.
Larry, duck. They'll see us.
Don't worry. They won't find the body. The paper said so. Come on, let's get out of here. I'm supposed to be in the bank tomorrow.
How about that, Larry? Jumping in after her. No thought for his own life.
Oh, he was a fine reporter. A fine reporter.
What a guy.
Gordon! Larry, you made it!
Wait again, my boy!
What happened? They didn't find the girl.
I'll explain later. Listen, Gordon, have I got a story for you? But do I get that raise?
Of course, of course!
Alright, come with me. We have 5 minutes to get to the bank.
Larry, I was just in the middle of writing your obituary.
Yeah, I couldn't find the girl and gave up. Listen.
Andy, change the headline. Larry Seaver's attempts heroic rescue. And Larry, get on that bank story, whatever it is. We gotta make the first edition.
Oh, there you are, Larry. It's pretty late. Everybody's gone home. What are you hanging around for?
Oh, I was just waiting to see if Pop would drop by.
Uh-huh. Say, tell me. How is it you just happened to be at the bank this morning, and the bridge last night, and the opera house?
I was just, walking by, that's all.
Uh-huh.
Well, it was... What would you say, Andy, if I told you that I could see the future?
I'd ask why you need $100.
Huh?
I saw you asking the boss for $100 advance.
Oh, well, if you want to know, I need it because I think I might marry Sylvia one of these days.
What I mean is, if you could see the future, why don't you make the money yourself, betting on horses or something? Let's see you do that.
Gee, I hadn't thought of that. That's a great idea.
I got a better one. Go home.
Yeah, in a minute. So long.
I can't stay here alone. What is it you want?
Pop, I'm all mixed up in something I don't understand, but I'm not gonna ask questions. All I want is one more paper. That's all I ask.
I've got a paper here, Larry, but I don't think you should have it.
Listen, Pop, I'm in love and I aim to be married, and all I need is this paper to make me rich.
Oh, Larry, you shouldn't have snatched that from me. Remember that, Larry. You took it from me. I didn't give it to you.
Sorry. I'm looking for the race results. I want to know who to bet on.
I think the front page might be more interesting to you.
What's on the front page that's so important?
Right there, see?
Larry Stevens shot to death at St. George Hotel. Pop?
That's why I didn't want you to have it, Larry.
At 6:25 tonight, Larry Stevens, evening news reporter, was shot to death in the lobby of the St. George Hotel. But Pop...
Goodbye, Larry.
Pop, come back. Pop? Pop? A rich man and a dead man on the same day. Well, here goes.
Larry?
Sylvia, darling, I love you. But something wonderful's gonna happen. I mean, something awful. Tomorrow. I mean, it's gonna happen, and I don't have such time to...
So it's you.
Oh, Uncle Lombardi. Hello. Sylvia, say you'll marry me tomorrow, please.
Well, I... Of course I will, but why so soon?
Well, it's just that a man should provide for his widow. I mean, his wife. And there's so many things to do. Get a license, be married, go to the racetrack, and be at the St. George Hotel, and...
Larry, do you feel all right?
Oh, I'm fine.
But you're shivering. Are you cold?
Not as cold as I'll be tomorrow night.
Hey, you got any money? Can you even support a wife?
Oh, don't worry about that. By tomorrow, I'll be rich.
What difference does it make how much money he has? We'll get along fine.
Sure we will. Uncle, have you ever predicted 5 winners at the racetrack?
Oh, so it's a gambler.
No. A gambler can lose. I can't.
Larry, are you sure you want to get married? You're sounding awful strange.
I'm fine, Sylvia. Listen, let's get married tonight. Right now. And then go far away. Far, far away from this town. From the St. George Hotel.
Are you sure the paper can get along without you?
No, but either way, they're gonna have to.
All right. I've made up my mind. I'll do it. But we're forgetting one thing.
What's that?
A minister.
Then, by the power vested in me, I now pronounce you man and wife. Congratulations to you both.
Thank you. We're terribly sorry to wake you up like this at 2 in the morning.
Fate has no regard for the clock, my dear.
Oh, how right you are, sir.
Now, is there anything else I can do for you two?
Yes, you can drop my will.
Larry!
Now, Mrs. Stevens, this is actually a very sensible step to take.
Of course it is. I want everything left to my widow.
I'll be right back with the papers.
Excuse me, kids. I'm very happy for you. But can I go home now? I want to go back to bed.
Uncle, about the races.
Races? People don't go to the races on the honeymoon.
I know. That's why you'll have to go instead.
Just think I'm crazy? You can throw away your $100, but it's not me.
Fine, I'll go. But as soon as we get back, I'll lock myself up tight, so I can't possibly go near that hotel. Here we are, the first window up here.
Sylvia, talk sense into him. $100 into his name, and he's blowing it all on the first race.
Hey, what are the odds on Lamplighter in the first race?
First race over, he already won.
Oh, but we're late.
So we lost a few thousand. Okay, second race. What are the odds on Mudlock?
20-1.
Okay, 100 on Mudlock.
Come on, Larry, let's go watch the race.
Why should we? It's a sure thing. Nothing to see.
Oh, as sure as death and taxes, huh?
Why'd you have to go and say that?
1900, 1950, 2000. Here you are, Jack. $2,000. If I had your luck, my friend, I'd ride it.
That's just what I'll do. Put all of it on Lightning in the third.
Smoking like a true sportsman. 2000 to win.
Larry, I don't think you should have done that. I've never seen so much money in my life.
Oh, well, you're going to see a lot more, darling. A lot more.
Mister, please. Aren't you satisfied? Isn't that enough?
Yeah, but it's only 30,000. Put it on Black Flash.
Okay, Black Flash. But I've never heard of anybody picking four winners in a row.
You and your big tips, get away from me.
Can you believe it? He lost! Black Flash lost!
Well, why do you sound so happy about it?
Don't you see? If the sports page can be wrong, the front page can be wrong too. I'm not gonna be shot!
What do you mean you're not gonna be shot?
Ladies and gentlemen, the judges have the following announcement.
Larry, what was that about being...
Shh! Quiet!
Horse 7, Diablo, has been disqualified from the previous race. The winner is Black Flash.
Now get out of here, Stevens. I'm warning you.
But I'm telling you, Inspector, I was robbed. My wallet, $60,000. It was a guy in a checkered suit just as we were leaving the racetrack.
What, do you expect me to believe you won that money on 5 races in a row?
But he did. All 60,000.
Get out of here. You're driving me nuts.
Wait, what time is it?
10 minutes till 6. Now get out before I throw you out.
No, I demand my rights. I was, jaywalking on the way over, and I'm turning myself in. Now lock me up in this jail and don't let me out until tomorrow.
But Larry, it's our honeymoon.
Larry, what are you doing? Let's just go.
Please, Inspector, you gotta lock me up. Just an hour, that's all.
For the last time, get out!
Larry, a fine time to come to work. Look at that clock. You have any idea what time it is?
Yeah, it's after 6. Don't remind me.
How much longer do you expect to have a job showing up late all the time?
Not much longer. Mr. Gordon, I got married this morning. My widow and her uncle are waiting for me downstairs.
Your what?
I wouldn't have come here at all, except I gotta find Pop Benson.
Pop? Oh, you haven't heard?
Heard what?
He died. We found out just this afternoon. Old age, I guess.
When did this happen?
3 nights ago, night of the William Jennings Bryan speech.
That night? You sure?
Don't take it too hard. When they found him, he had a smile on his face.
Uh-huh.
Stevens, you've done some good work recently, but with the way you've been acting... Well, look, I got an assignment for you tonight, wife or no wife.
Yeah, it's at the St. George Hotel.
Well, no, it's on the other side of town.
Aren't you making a mistake?
I most certainly am not. It's the McIntyre Foundation. Get over there right away.
Okay, but something tells me I'm going to end up at the St. George Hotel at 6:25 anyway.
You know what? Drop it. Go ahead and go to the St. George Hotel.
Huh?
After these last few stories, I've learned to trust your instincts, Stevens. And if you sat the St. George Hotel, then there must be a very good reason.
No, I...
Yeah, you can't fool me. Now hurry up. We'll give me another great headline. Hey, boys, stick around. We'll be getting out next for the night. I just know we will.
Larry!
What is it, Andy? What?
Sylvia and her uncle. They were downstairs, and she saw a guy in a checkered suit, and she yelled, "Stop, thief!" And they ran off after him, and
Which way did they go?
Down towards the alley, off of Park Street. If you hurry, you'll catch up with them.
For 60,000 bucks, I'd better... Sylvia, which way did he go?
Through that door, in the back of the alley.
Watch out, Larry. He's got a gun.
Don't worry. I can't get shot tonight except in the lobby of the St. George Hotel.
The lobby of... Larry, wait. That is the St. George Hotel. Larry! Larry!
Yes, this is the evening news. Who? Larry Stevens. Yeah, I sent him to the hotel myself. What? Dead? Why, the man's a hero. He knew something was going to happen there. Never mind, I'll be right over.
What now, Gordon? Is it Larry again?
Yeah, but I'm afraid for the last time. Andy, take down this headline. Larry Stevens, evening news reporter, shot to death in the lobby of the St. George Hotel.
Stop. No.
Careful now, pal. Now how'd you get that bump on your head?
Oh, he started shooting and I ducked into the freight elevator and the elevator wasn't there. Catch him. He'll get away.
Oh, don't worry, fella. He's caught. And deader than a fish, too.
Dead?
Hey, shot it out with the house detective in the lobby.
Wait, where are we?
Why, you're in the St. George Hotel.
The St.
Detective found his wallet on him. Guy named Stevens. We already phoned the paper about it. Now we better get you. Hey, Sarge, come here. He passed out again.
What is this, Stevens? I rushed over here because you're supposed to be dead.
I know. They all say I am.
No, we'll find the reporter you are. Our extra's already hit the stands and you haven't even got a slight fever.
Buddy Stevens, is this yours? Our deceased friend had it on him.
Of course it is. My wallet. I told you it was stolen.
Stevens, I'm getting awful tired of you.
Pop's newspaper makes sense now. It all makes sense. Hey, where's my wife? Where's Sylvia?
Outside. Now I'm giving you 1 minute to clear out of here.
Hey, wait. Where's the money? The 60,000 in my wallet is gone.
60,000? O'Neill, if this guy ain't out of here in 60 seconds, arrest him for vagrancy.
Everything's gonna be just fine now, darling. Just fine. Now let's take a cab and go home.
We can't. We don't have any money.
Oh yeah, that's right. Man, I'd like to know what happened to that $60,000.
Oh, it doesn't matter. It didn't seem real anyway.
Came in like a dream, went out like a dream. Well, this is a fine wedding night. No money, no umbrella, no nothing.
Nothing but a wonderful future.
Darling, if you don't mind, let's not think about the future for a while.
My, 50 years already.
Pop?
You better get downstairs, boy. They're waiting for you.
Yeah, thanks, Pop.
Did you say something, darling?
No. May I have your arm, darling? We mustn't keep them waiting.
Of course. The story, Larry. Are you ready to tell them about it?
Nah, they wouldn't believe it. They just wouldn't believe it.
I've been listening to HGTWB Theater. Larry Stevens was played by McLean Westbrook. Sylvia was played by McKenna. Included in the cast were Gage Westbrook, Jed Doan, Jake Westbrook, and Dane Tittman. To view credits for this episode, visit kciw.org/credits.
I heard a bluebird singing one day. He seemed a messenger of happy news. He filled the air above with a song of love, but now my bluebird's singing the blues. A pair of blue eyes wandered my way, and how was I to know I'd love and lose? But now my bluebird's nest is a blackbird's nest.
How far up are we?
Oh, gotta be 90 feet or so.
This radio tower is taller than I thought it would be.
I didn't.
Well, we gotta repair it somehow. We gotta make sure folks can hear KCIWLP 100.7 FM community radio. Come on, give me the tools.
Okay. Here you go. Okay.
Oh!
Oh,
you dropped them! Oh, great. We're never gonna be able to get them. Do you wanna go back down?
No.
Oh, great. The hawks are starting to circle us.
God.
Okay, look. One of us has gotta get to the top and repair the place. I'll fend off the hawks, okay?
Okay.
Alright, here.
Is there any other way?
No, I don't think we have. Well, we dropped the tools. Here, I got some bubble gum. You can chew it up and just sort of piece it back together, huh?
Okay.
Look, this antenna's gotta go up by hook or crook. Get up there.
I like juicy fruit, though.
This yeah, well, you're gonna have to deal with this, okay?
Okay.
The entire station depends on you, man. This is in your hands now.
Oui, mon capitán.
Keep going. You can remember as a hero.
This is KCIW LP out of Brookings, Oregon, broadcasting on 100.7 FM, the way radio should be.